Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Lola Brooke.
She's been right here. Look at her feet not touching the ground. That's cute. Oh,
hold on.
All right, well, first of all, we found out today that you signed a deal.
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations.
So congratulations on that.
Cheers to that.
We have a bottle of Dom P for you.
Yes, we
do. Get it shaking.
Okay.
Inventory bottle.
Oh, round two. Let me try.
Wait, maybe you want to pop it or you want Gigi to pop it? I feel like, no, I don't know, you want to pop your own bottle.
All right.
Let's do it. Let's see.
Have you popped a bottle before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
point it at Jasmine, just in case.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
just be careful.
All right. Point it that way, you know, or something. Tell that guy in the maroon.
The only part about popping a bottle is the nails.
I know. I was just looking. Maybe let Gigi.
Yeah, shit, like, yeah, Jasmine don't trust you.
That would be sitting right next to her.
But congratulations.
Thank you.
That we just found that out. So while we pop this bottle, how you feeling?
I feel like that.
Okay. That's how you feel.
Oh, yup.
That's
overload.
Good luck. That's good luck.
That's good luck.
Stood up and did that. That would have been a great shot.
Wepa.
Can we get some napkins? Okay. Oh, napkins. Yeah. Hold on. We got some. There we go.
So how are you feeling?
I feel good. I feel blessed for the most part.
Okay.
I just know that from today on is still the days before work. I just gotta work.
So what was that process like for you? Walk us through it. Like, just even figuring out like where you wanted to sign, how many labels were coming at you, what led into that decision?
It was a couple labels. I had a couple meetings, but when I got to Arista, it just felt like home. And the main thing that I could remember them saying to me was, we love everything about you. Like, they didn't want to change anything about me. Anytime, like, if I stepped in the room, it'd just be at least one thing about me that they'd be like, oh, we have to juice this up or fix it, or, you know, I think you should be this way. They was like, no, girl, you're already a star. We love everything about you. We just want to be here to help.
What were some of the things that they were saying, other labels were saying, that you needed to edit or fix or change or tweak?
The main thing they say is, I don't see it.
Oh.
Ooh, child.
That's aggressive.
Yeah, they'd be like, I don't see it. Yeah, she's cool, but like,
thank you.
Somebody looking at you and saying,
I know. First of all, I like to say, when you come in a room, like, boom. I was just like, oh my gosh, okay. Yeah. You like, hey, what's up?
She like, little, okay. But she pack a punch, baby.
Yeah, like, come on. Like,
what's up? Yeah.
But yeah, they would say that I'm too aggressive. But I'm from Brooklyn, so like,
Even when she say Brooklyn, they get aggressive. I'm from Brooklyn.
Yeah, she said it very strong. Very hard.
But you know people from Brooklyn, like everywhere you go, somebody's from Brooklyn. When you
for
go to
sure.
A,
yeah, and y'all let people know.
And we let you know.
Yes.
We let you know. And then it ain't even got to be a New York thing. No, I'm from Brooklyn.
Period.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, USA.
It's not a city. It's the borough.
All right,
but well, cheers.
Cheers. Lola Brooklyn.
Cheers. And congratulations.
Thank you, ladies.
Congratulations. We don't do Don P for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
But. This that Don.
Yes. So I know that before everybody else knows, you know what's going on. Like you knew you were saying, how long did you know about this deal before the public knew?
Spit it out, Lola.
I got the same pigtails.
So it just happened
yesterday.
I knew it was coming up though, of course. Like it's been some time. I've been working,
it's been working some time.
But I finally sat down and signed the papers with these pigtails.
Shit.
Yes, okay.
You signing papers, baby.
With the pigtails.
Who was with you when you signed? Who was with you?
Just my team, Team 80 and Arista. Mm-hmm. My Arista team. That's it. And me.
What about the guy that you be talking about in your tweets that ain't shit?
What I said.
What was it?
Wait,
let's go to the tweets.
Yeah, because don't tweet.
December 2022.
I'll let you know.
All right, Exhibit A.
Yes, we got some tweets here.
All right. December 24th, 2022.
Oh, Christmas Eve.
Oh. At Lola Brooks 718. Your man always want to show love to people that don't give a fuck about him. Mm. Then you be looking like the problem for keeping it a buck. This ain't about me right now. Words from a manipulator. I'm 2% of whatever the fuck that is.
I meant everything. I mean
period. I said it. I meant it.
Like, I meant that shit. Look, wherever he at, he ain't with me.
All right. December 22nd, 2022 at Lola Brooks 718.
I got
trust issues real bad.
Real bad.
I do. But I mean, I'm talking about everybody. I ain't just talking about...
Okay, that's everything, right?
Yeah, everything.
Friendships, business. Like
friendship. A little skeptical about things at times.
Yeah, I'm paranoid. Mm.
Like, why is that? What's happened to Lola Brooke?
People would say they do something, don't do it. Or people would just be manipulative and just lie to you for no reason. And I'm straightforward. See, me... You could tell me anything, even if it's like real, real bad, I handle it. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. I'd rather you hurt my feelings at that very moment than my feelings get hurt afterwards, because then I'm going to be thinking about that moment back to back to back and have flashbacks.
What's going on?
When you could have just told me, I don't want to have flashbacks. The other flashbacks, not those flashbacks though.
Like, is this in terms of a man or just?
In general, like friendships, family issues, like, you would think that family is there to protect you.
Yeah.
But normally, when they feel like you got to some certain success, they talk about you. Or this could be happening. Or she's doing this. And it's like, so why you ain't pick up your phone or call me and ask if I was okay?
Yeah. I feel like no matter what kind of relationship, whether it's lovers, family, friends, like, just tell me the truth. Keep it a buck so I can make my choice on how I want to react to it. And that's it.
That's a good point.
But it is only going to get worse.
Yeah, that's what I was like, you signed today, the volume about to be turned up, baby girl.
It's going to be people that feel like you owe them something.
Yeah.
Oh, there's going to be people around for the wrong reasons. There's going to be people that you tell them yes 1,000 times. You tell them no once. All of a sudden, you're the worst person in the world.
Mm-hmm. I already told them, don't call my phone until I change my mother's address.
First things first.
No accent. All right, so this is exciting to me because you're from Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about where you grew up and everything, where you went to school. I want to know all these details.
You want to know how far back you want to know?
Start from the beginning. Where you... Okay, because...
Okay, so my sandbox is in Tompkins Park.
Okay.
Tompkins Park?
That's right by me. I live in Best-Eye.
Mm, I'm from Best-Eye.
She knows, like, she knows a lot about Brooklyn now.
I know Tompkins.
Yeah, so Tompkins Park, they used to have mad shows in there and everything. I went to the after-school program in Tompkins Park as well. I went to elementary school 256 across the street from Marcy Pool.
Okay.
Were you artsy in school?
Yeah.
Were you into the arts and stuff?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you, like, at first in line when you had to line up?
I always first.
Yeah.
Well, she's always first.
You're the shortest.
I felt special too.
I was always first too. That's why. Because
were you?
Yeah,
maybe it's a Brooklyn order. Thing.
I don't know.
It's and a short thing.
Somebody was the same size as me, I would be like, "Hey, listen,
yep, I'm in front.
That's me.
Don't play with me. Don't play,
you know,
with,
don't
play
with
me.
Don't play with me. Don't play with me. I'm in front. I went to boy. I graduated from Boys and Girls.
Okay, that's a talented, creative school. What?
No.
Wait, come on now.
I heard that Boys and Girls, I heard it was a little rough back in the day.
It's really rough. She tried to make it sound all cool.
But I heard it was like Fame.
I heard it was rough back in the day. Am I mistaken?
It's rough in there.
Still?
My mom even told me it was rough.
Okay. So yeah, probably her mom. Yeah, that's part of it. Okay.
My mom even told me it was rough. Like all generations say it's rough in
there. My mom went to Erasmus, so.
Where's that?
In Flatbush.
In Flatbush.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know Flatbush that well.
That school is huge too.
Yeah. But okay, so go on. So okay.
Sorry.
Boys and girls.
I went to MS 113. That's Clay Hills.
Okay.
That's junior high school. And yeah, I grew up around Tompkins Park. Went to
Rocko's. You always knew you wanted to be an artist?
Yeah, I always knew I wanted to be an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Like always. I just always felt that inside of me. When I went to school, I just stepped for like, I just wanted to be on stage. I literally went to go do step and try to be a cheerleader just
to be on stage.
To be on stage for one time. I went on stage one time doing step and I was out.
Why?
I just wanted to be on stage just at one time.
When did you know you wanted to be a star? When you were little, were you always trying to perform or get in the, how did you know this is always in you?
When I was like 7, 8 years old, I used to always fantasize about me being on the lunchroom tables, jumping at lunchroom table to lunchroom table and all the kids like cheering me on.
Fame.
Yeah, like Fame.
Yeah, I told you that is.
Did
like,
did you have a previous rap
musical
name? Did you have another name before?
Mm-mm.
No, nope.
It's always been Lola Brooke. Yep. Okay. All
right.
And then who did you grow up with in the house?
Just me and my mom.
Just the two of you. So you were only child?
Only child.
Oh, nice.
Well, damn.
Yeah. Only child.
Give it up for only children.
Might be a little crazy.
Yeah, only,
she's used to entertaining herself.
I'm gonna lie, only children be a little crazy. Yeah.
But I'm my mother's only child, and maybe that's why I'm off, Ange.
I'm a little off too.
Yeah, no, you definitely off.
I am definitely off. Yeah, so that may be okay. That explains her being creative and her being.
You probably had imaginary friends and shit.
I ain't gonna front.
It definitely explains the creativity.
I tried to have an imaginary
She tried it, it worked.
I thought that shit was real. I said, come on, you gotta see something. I ain't never seen nothing though. But shit, I did play with myself a lot and look in the mirror a lot, talk to myself a lot.
The family dynamic outside of just you and your mom, do you have a lot of cousins? Was there a lot of family members around?
Yeah, always. Like, I would hate to go home. I will always want to go to grandma's house because that's where all my cousins was there. I'm like, come on. Even on Sundays, I'd be like, grandpa, just take me to school tomorrow. Right, grandpa?
I want to stay tonight. Yeah.
I want to stay tonight. I don't want to go home. And that used to hurt my mother's feelings.
Aww. Yeah. That hurt my feelings.
You're the only little baby. Yeah. Jasmine's child don't even really know her like that.
Shut up. Yes, she does.
I know.
That's horrible.
First of all, Ange is so mean to me about being a mom. I'm a new mom, and Ange has all the jabs and all the jokes.
What?
Yes.
I be telling her, bring the baby with you, because she live in D.C.
How old is the baby?
One.
No, you can't be carrying it around.
The baby
like
be
a
calling
purse.
Her Jasmine already.
Shut up.
She's such an asshole. But anyway, back to you.
Whenever I have kids, I'm going to
bring them.
You be thinking about that already?
Please don't. Wait.
I'm the only child, so it's like, I want my own family. I feel
How many kids you think you want?
8. Now, if I get Beyonce, Jay-Z money, I'm going with a bang.
Like 4?
Getting like 6.
Ooh, what kind of guys are you like? Like, who do you envision as the father?
Not who do you envision as the father.
She got somebody in her head.
That's what I want to say. You definitely got somebody in mind.
She got somebody in her head.
No, I really don't, though.
Who was you going to say? Okay, so... If you could, like, say, okay, the father's going to be somebody like this. Like,
combination.
Describe.
Like, give us a comment, like a build-a-man.
Right. Build
so
your
I
man.
Want the, you
right.
want the money
build
of Jay Daddy, the face of such and such. Yeah, build a man.
It don't really have to be no fame involved.
Okay.
As long
just
as...
Just the characteristics.
As long as he know how to protect me, as long as he a provider, as long as he affectionate and a family man, I'm straight. He ain't pussy. Mm. I'm straight.
But he got to be from Brooklyn?
Nah, he ain't gotta be from Brooklyn.
Okay.
At first I used to be like, he gotta be from New York, but nah.
What's that? What do you think is the worst borough for guys? She like, I don't want to fuck up my fan base.
Yeah.
I know this answer.
What's the worst borough for guys?
The Bronx.
The best?
The worst.
The worst?
Ooh. The Bronx.
The Bronx?
Yes, the Bronx. The best boroughs for dating, in my opinion, this is my opinion. I'm from New York, born and raised in New York. I was born in Mount Sinai, on Fifth Avenue and 99th Street. And for me, the best guys are from Queens and like Brooklyn.
Okay, we'll take that. We can take
you know what I mean? Long Island, because they always got a car.
Because they live so far.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Have you ever dated a man that doesn't have a car?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
the Bronx, I think in New York, people don't
be driving
like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So okay, my fault.
Yeah.
I forgot where I am.
And
okay.
then Manhattan, but like not uptown Manhattan, the Harlem and down.
Harlem and down? What's down? Because I ain't know it was
I'm from
down.
Chelsea.
You're from Chelsea.
Yeah, I'm from Chelsea.
No,
so.
But it's something there.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I'm from the Chelsea Projects.
That's where the Wayans brothers are from, but the Chelsea Projects.
Yeah, all the Wayans brothers, Whoopi Goldberg. They got so many famous people from Chelsea Projects. I'm from the Chelsea Projects.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
It's something you tweeted. You asked a question about
where
the best guys are from.
The South One.
And the South One. Have you dated a guy from the South?
No.
we should all date a guy from the South.
No, but seriously, I've dated guys from the South, and I have to say they have the best mannerisms. They treat women really well. Even when they're ready to move on, they do it the right way.
The poll
was correct. The South, the down South guys.
And then the East was second. East Coast was second, I'm from
Philadelphia, born and raised. I lived here for a while
but I
currently live in Atlanta, and I will say that I like Southern gentlemen.
But I will say this, guys, in the South have too many options.
It's too many women down there.
Because there's too many women looking nowadays for a man in the South, and
they'll take care of them. It's too many women
and they looking
there
for a family man. We all look for the same thing, girl, so.
But Lola, how old are you? You're so young. Now, how old are you?
They said I'm 32.
Oh, but you're not. You're in your 20s.
Yeah, I'm in my 20s.
She got a birthday coming up, too.
February 1st.
I know you told me.
What you gonna do? I still ain't turning 30.
Oh,
they really? Said I was 32. So
tell them to cut it out. She's looking for, first of all, she's going to be working on her birthday. She's looking for an outfit to wear.
Where did you hear all this already?
Before we
y'all was having a
whole. Yeah, y'all been chatting. Yeah, they've been chatting on the
couch. We were chatting.
Oh, okay, right? Okay.
Are you single?
Yes.
Why you said it like that?
Not
how long you been single? I'm excited about this.
How long you been single? Because this is a great time for you to be single, by the way.
Like 2 years.
Okay.
Damn.
That's not
2 years.
Yeah, that's a nice little period.
Yeah, that's
of time.
A nice stretch.
Yeah, yeah. That's nice.
Not too long, not too short.
But okay. When you're single, you've been dealing with guys, you've been dating. You've been, you know, experiencing life.
I'm celibate though.
For how long?
Shit. A year and 6 months.
What? Wow. She knows it down to the date. Yeah.
She said, wow. You play with it.
For sure.
Yeah. Please play with it.
Yes. I have to. That shit keep me sane.
When are you going to end this?
What keeps me sane.
What inspired you to become celibate, and what is it going to take for you to stop being celibate?
What inspired me was, I was in a relationship for a little minute, and after a while, I was like, man, I could go without it. Like, you know when you clock out, you already clock out.
I just went through the same thing.
Mm-hmm. So I've been clocked out, so I'm saying I'm around this motherfucker, and I'm still, like, keeping to myself. Oh, I don't really need it.
Same.
I'm going to just focus on
you know, there's nothing worse than being in a relationship and feeling like you lonelier than if you wasn't.
Oh, my God.
Or having a man and having to go masturbate at the end of the night.
Like, when you have a man and you got to lay next to somebody and be like,
I went through all of this. I was at the point where I just felt like, why am I in a relationship? Like, I'm not getting what I need.
If I'm going to do bad, I'm going to do bad.
Because some people be so happy just to say they're in a relationship. It don't matter that it's fucked up.
I can't go.
He mad now though.
He about to be after you see that now.
I know he mad now. So has he tried to reach out to you? Did he say congratulations?
No. See, yeah, of course. But see, the thing is with him, the last one, he cool. Like we cool. Like it wasn't bad blood. I just had to let him know, like, look, listen, I gotta focus on my career. You focus on what you need to focus on.
That's what guys say.
Yeah. And
that's it. If it come back, it come back. But if it don't, just know I still got love for you and there's no bad blood.
Right. Did you buy
that's
him like
the
a
way
present
New Yorkers break up
when you got your
oh word?
Did you buy him a gift like when you start making big checks?
Nah, I ain't. No, fuck no. But what I can say is, I still like make sure that they were straight though, cause like
what that mean?
The person.
Like,
okay,
I still like tapped in and made sure that my conscience could sleep at night because we don't have no bad blood. We didn't separate.
Getting in on a bad note.
So it's like, yo, you still my friend. At the end of the day, you was my friend before you was my man. You gonna be my friend when
that's
we
nice
over.
That
so
is very mature.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
Did he try to get you back?
Of course, yeah, he been.
What was the problem? Was it really you just wanted to focus on your career, or was he doing other things that
I felt like
were bothersome?
I had to be the bigger person to understand, like, we're both in the way of our growth.
Mm.
We're not growing together. Like, we both in a way of our growth. Like, I got to spread my wings. You got to spread your wings, yeah, too.
That's very mature.
That is very mature.
So you weren't in love.
And what was his response to that?
I was in love, but at the end of the day, Who are we working for? I'm trying to have a family. Like, what I'm going to tell my kids?
What was his response? Did he understand where you was coming from?
Yeah, he understood.
Like, have a rebuttal or a negative, like, reaction?
Yeah, he understood, but it still went over his head.
Okay.
Like, you know, he still, like, double back, like, no, we could still, we already tried that already.
When it's not.
I have a quick question, and then we could get right back to yours. So, during, when a person is celibate, right? Mm-hmm. Is getting your pussy ate breaking the celibacy?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
I think penetration. What do you think? Yeah, you answer this.
I think I would think so.
So then my shit is.
So then
like,
you ain't, so you gotta dial it back on the date.
I'ma take a few.
We had this conversation yesterday when we were asking about the rules of celibacy and like what the terms are, because Angela was saying like something about a time frame, right?
Yeah,
because
people and be like, haven't had
I've been
sex
celibate for a week.
In like a week, and they'd be like, I'm celibate.
But that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
You have your period.
But you got started.
But you made
right.
the decision, consciously sure. made the decision that you want to be celibate, and you started. So you're a week into celibacy.
And celibacy is also a decision. It's not
It's a decision that
a
you made
film.
To not yeah. have sex. Yes. So you're still going to masturbate, but oral is... having sex.
But
it's oral sex.
But
it's
wait,
not,
wait,
it's
hold
not
on,
penetration
hold on.
Though.
But it's, it's not penetration.
It's not penetration.
Because if you still masturbate, you catch your nuts.
Yeah. But so is that breaking it?
That's different.
Right. Okay, so if you, your man eat another girl pussy, he not cheating?
Yeah, what? Cheating?
But
sure.
he had sex.
Because
okay,
they had oral right. sex.
No, right, well, then, it's man, not. I take 30 days off.
I think penetration is breaking the... What a
breaking
dick?
The seal?
Yeah, that's breaking the seal.
Same for me. Yeah. I feel like I
because you're still a virgin.
I
if
chose
you have a, if you haven't been penetrated.
Yeah,
I feel like I chose. I don't like. I made a choice in my life that I don't want to just give my body because I'm horny, or you know, just give my body away because I'm having fun or I'm drunk mm-hmm. or something like that. So I've decided to not have sex.
So right. that's celibacy,
right?
Yeah. Now let me ask you this:
but I be getting my pussy ate.
What about anal? Is
so,
anal
sex? So you're celibate? Anal is sex.
I'm not celibate.
So you celibate?
Yeah, I feel like I've.
How long?
I decided to be to stop giving because I didn't call it celibacy. I feel like I'm tired of men taking from me.
Mm. You're tired of meaningless.
Yeah, I feel like you know the guys that I'm with. We have a great time, and I know that they care about me, and you know, even one is madly in love with me. You
but
know,
when it's not an official relationship, it's more of a friends with benefits type of thing. Yeah, and that's not what you want anymore.
And when somebody's having sex with you and having sex with other people, ugh. I feel like it kind of messes with your soul.
Hell yeah.
But you know were you I having mean? Sex with other people too or just one person?
No, just me. You know, I'm an idiot. I'll have sex with the same person and they'll treat me like, I mean, they'll buy me nice things and take me to nice places. But, you know, there's other ways you could treat somebody bad.
Right.
So... You know when I decided to stop giving my body away when we were in LA.
That was years.
No, no,
was it? That was a BT Awards.
So July.
You don't get
in July.
So July,
right before my mother passed.
So July.
Yes, I decided that I don't want to give my body away for fun.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to feel the
so
love.
So you're about 6-7 months.
Yeah, but
into your celibacy.
But okay. I got my ex eating my pussy every now and
every
Tuesday
few,
and Wednesday.
Every Tuesday and Wednesday.
Tuesday and Wednesday. And Friday.
But Lola, what are your thoughts about having sex just?
So I don't know. I ain't
giving out no nanny to no nigga just for fun. Are you
hey,
dumb?
Are you dumb?
Are you dumb?
That's stupid. No, it's
no,
stupid.
Just for fun is different. I said just for fun.
Okay,
we yeah. have fun, but it can't just be for fun.
Yeah, fun you know, meaning the orgasm.
But you know, somebody you yeah, really care about, like, that's your just, friend. You know what I'm saying? And you enjoy each other, so you might have sex
or your yeah. ex.
Or your ex-boyfriend, or even somebody who you feel is your man, but he sleeps with other people.
But then that's
community
not your
dick.
You know what I'm saying? He won't admit it to you, but he's doing it, and you know.
Right. Lola, have you ever cheated?
No.
What would it? What
don't
would
play with me. Don't play with it.
So you have never cheated?
Nah, dead, never cheated, I swear.
What would it take for you to end the celibacy spell that you're on?
Rough neck, nickel on a tongue, I swear to you. Yeah. I
That's a good lie.
It is. But you didn't have some head now, so.
It wasn't
the rough
neck. It's not penetration, though.
Yeah, but he ain't on shit.
Okay.
He ain't make me fall in line.
Oh, shit. Okay. So wait, somebody gotta make you fall in line.
Yes, gotta make me fall in
that
line.
That is true, though. Some guys will let you walk all over them.
They will.
They really will.
They will.
Or just let you do whatever you really want to do.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
They will let you walk all over them in some high 6-inch platform Christian Louboutin stiletto.
Okay. Jesus, okay. You're talking about something different.
Yeah, she's very specific over there. What a whip.
So how does somebody, like, what do you like for a guy to tell you? Like, you like for a guy, he gotta check you every now and then because you're gonna...
Yeah. Yeah, like, shit, where my phone at?
Your phone's out there.
Oh, me
there?
Too. I feel the Listen. Same way. I want a man to have me fall in line. Like, yeah, sit down, okay?
Like give us an example.
Like, when I'm wrong, let me know I'm wrong. You know? Be affectionate. Tell me that, like, tell me you love me. Tell me I did a good job. I'm outside. I'm working right now. After this, motherfucker better tell me I did a good job. You did a good job, baby. You out here working all night. It's all good.
I love that.
I'm gonna have you know, like stuff like that. I got a bath, your bath ready for you, your milk bath ready for you, and I want a romantic guy.
Oh, nice.
What if you have more than him?
What do you mean?
Like money-wise, what if you just have success. More like financially, success,
attention?
Does that matter to you?
Nah, hell no, that don't mean anything to me. It depends on how I feel. He got to make me feel a certain way. And everybody, it's a lot of men out here that got money that's rich and can't make you feel special.
Very true.
And they're cornballs.
Because they're too busy passing it around to spreading it thin.
Right.
Community.
Like, they spreading that breach out. I'm good.
So what matters to you? Do looks matter? Like what? If you could tell me like the things that are important to you.
I like dark-skinned men.
Mm.
The best.
Chocolate.
Do say my body.
Dark skinned men.
A certain, like he, when he walk in a room, he gotta be like he know he that. He gotta be confident.
Authority figure.
Does he have to have a sense?
She
of
likes
humor
a powerful.
Like,
he
man.
Gotta be funny. You gotta make me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Cause when I'm booing,
you also have a really bubbly, like, you know, fun personality. So he and has to match that.
He has to match that and be open to a lot of things. Like, you know, just be.
What about age limit? What? How willing? How old are you?
Okay. Or young? He's 55. Young. Hilarious.
I've never went that. I never went that.
What's the oldest you dated?
I ain't go past 30.
So is that your cap? Is 30 your cap?
In terms no, I could of, do 35.
35. What's the youngest you would go?
Seven. The youngest?
Uh huh.
He got to be able to get in a club with you. Period.
Yeah, that's 21. That's
21 to 35.
Yeah, he got to be
37.
Really,
gotta be special.
It'd be special.
Yeah, what about kids? What if does that matter? If he has kids?
See, this the thing. See, with me, I'm really not big on the guys having
kids.
That's
because fair. Kids come with baby mamas.
They do.
But
and drama.
The thing about that is, recently, I'm like, it might come on. You, it's getting a little crazy now. You might not find that.
I feel like the older you get, the more likely the man is going to have a child.
So as long as I know that he take care of his kids, like it's times like I've dealt with a guy and he had kids, and the first thing I think about is you got a room for him in your home. Is the room completed?
Oh,
yeah. Like I care about stuff like that because what if you know we really get there to where we need to be, and we about to have a baby. I need to know that you're going to be a dad
prepared.
To my child.
Yeah,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what attractive.
If he, what if he's shorter than you?
Oh no!
No!
What in the
Angela?
No!
What? I don't know. He could be.
What in the TLC special? Are you talking
Stop
about?
Stop it right now, Stephanie! No! Stop it right now!
It sounds
like a Lifetime movie.
So no. Well, okay, what's the minimum height he has to be?
5'5".
Okay, that's
fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
Five. Yeah,
that's
no, fair. You would look good that's with fair. A 5'5". Yeah,
that's fair. You know, I'd be like,
yeah, that's fair. Because even in heels, y'all would still be.
What if we was the same height as you?
No.
No, because when she put her heels on, then she would be taller than him.
What about
crazy?
What about dick? can he have medium, or do you need like extra big dick or medium size? Or
I need medium. I want to enjoy. I don't want to be hurt.
What about like a really tall man, like a 6'5"?
Six foot six.
I've never dated a guy like.
Do you see? Like, could you see that though?
I could see that though.
I see that. Yeah, like, you see that? I see that. Because you can like suck the dick standing up. Like,
word.
You don't even
have to. Like, you not have to put her head down?
Yeah. Like, you could just like walk up with a dick.
Who thinks about walk over there.
Yeah. Okay, baby.
Come here, baby. Let me suck that dick.
I didn't
he can lift you up like
you just walk straight up to it.
Step up to the challenge.
Okay. You just walk straight up to it.
There you go.
Crazy.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What did your mom teach you, like, growing up, you know, living in a house with your mom? Did she give you, like, a sex talk when you were younger to teach you about the birds and the bees?
No.
Did she ever find out, or how did she find out that you actually lost your virginity? She told you.
I mean,
you told her.
But what's so crazy is I was already out with my boyfriend fucking. I was already fucking, but I told her when I wanted to tell her. I was like, yeah, we finally, you know.
How did she react?
She just cringed. She was like,
are you guys like friends, or what's your relationship like with your mom?
She's my best friend.
Like, I pray for that for you, Jasmine.
You know what?
I hate you. The answer's horrible.
I hate you.
Jesus.
She's an asshole.
That's not nice. Yeah, me and my mom are best friends. But growing up, I finally got to hear her say something. Like, we was having a regular conversation, and she was like, I just wish I took more time to spend with you.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, because growing up, I'm only doing this music stuff because I felt lonely. So I needed something. I needed
an outlet.
Yeah. You was never home.
She was working to provide.
You're right. But I knew she loved me.
Yeah.
Like when she came home, how she catered to me, I knew she loved me.
Right.
But yeah.
But I'm sure she was doing the best she could.
Yeah, she did. She did a good
Jasmine
job.
Jasmine is doing the best that she
Jasmine
can.
Jasmine doing the best she can.
If y'all
Jasmine.
Don't stop it.
Jasmine, you doing your thing, girl.
Yes, you are. You out here winning, okay?
I hate it here.
You doing what you gotta
do. I'd like to say I hate it
here. So that your little baby will have everything that she need in life, okay? We gonna make sure little Jasmine Brand got what she need, period.
Thank you, Gigi.
All right, so let's talk about when you did lose your virginity. Was it a good experience or was it like...
Do you remember like everything about it?
Yeah.
I do too.
I do. It was kind of crazy because like for it to be the first time, it fucked me like I was out here fucking.
Like it was a pro.
Was it his first time?
Relax.
It wasn't his first time.
No.
He was experienced.
Not people fucking her like a pro.
But you know
what's
so
rude.
Crazy? But this little motherfucker, he geared me up. Like it was days before, like he had geared me up. Like we wouldn't really do it. Like he'd just do, like he'd probably eat me out.
Finger pop
me, yeah. Hearing it like days until
he was warming you up. And
that's how I lost my virginity. Like we would have like heavy makeout sessions, and then you know he would eat me out and like fingers. So by the time that we finally had sex, it wasn't painful or bloody.
That's
or
why
anything.
I was like he was doing his big one. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
Did you enjoy it or not the first time? I don't know anybody that's really enjoyed it.
I hated it. No, I didn't enjoy it though.
Okay, yeah.
No. I don't even think we really did it the first time. I think
it wasn't a passionate thing. It just was curious.
Awkward,
I was just curious.
Yeah.
Did you bleed?
Was,
like, did you bleed?
Yeah.
And then when is the next time you did it again?
Oh, I left that motherfucker.
See? Look, the guy I lost my virginity to, I did it to him one time.
It was one time. Yeah. That's it.
He was my boyfriend for years, though.
Years.
Yeah.
And then left him.
So this is a Brooklyn thing.
So when you it was time for you, when you moved on and now you're going to have sex with the next guy, like, did you feel like, okay, I know what I'm doing because of my first experience? Or did you still feel like, okay, I'm learning? Like, what do I do?
I felt like I was learning.
Mm-hmm. Do you still feel like you're learning?
No, I mean, I know I'm celibate, but I get busy.
Right. She's like, I didn't forget. It's like right in the back.
I was with the guy that I lost my virginity to for a while.
I was too. Sorry. My first was a guy that we were like the same age. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we like kind of grew up together in the neighborhood and was friends that way. Mm-hmm. And literally throughout adulthood, he would always be like that friends with benefit break in case of emergency. Like when we would go years without seeing each other, but when we seen each other, we knew it was on the popping. Like there was even a point where I had moved to Atlanta and a few years later he moved to Atlanta, and one of our mutual friends who didn't know that we knew each other tried to introduce us, and we were like,
hey,
what's up?
Oh my goodness.
That's what I'm saying. I never had an awkward moment with my first. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I thought you lost your virginity to a woman. Well, yeah, that. But y'all tell me that I didn't.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, y'all tell me that
it
don't count.
Yeah,
that
penis.
Yeah, y'all say it don't count.
I mean,
I definitely had my very first
sexual
experience
counts,
with a penis.
Nah,
I was playing with vagina at right before I thought about.
Really?
No, but that's different generation.
No, it's
I feel like it happens more now.
But when we talk about
it, Angela always says that wasn't, that it doesn't count as like losing my virginity.
Yeah, it was just
messing around.
How do you feel about
it?
Have you ever been with scissors?
It was like, it was like kid stuff.
No.
You never been with a woman?
You said
no, but.
She said but.
No,
no, but I wouldn't.
You're open to it?
Yeah, I'm open to it.
Okay.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know women try to talk to you.
Yeah.
Because you're like a fun size.
Girl,
she is a fun size.
I heard you like, one of these girls came up to me. She was like, yeah, I heard about you. You strictly dickly. But let me tell you something. When you ready, call me.
So what kind of woman was she? Was she like a
femme? She was pretty.
Was she like a femme or was she like
a... She was pretty, but...
Pretty but aggressive?
Yeah.
That sounds like what you like.
You like chill.
No, I'm aggressive, but it's so crazy because
I should have you in line.
But I want a man to have me in line, not a female to have me in line. Right. Like, nah, we on the same page, mama. Uh-huh. Like, no.
Mama. Mama. Yeah.
You might not, you might be surprised because you're very alpha. You might need somebody that's better. So a woman might really suit you. you know?
I mean, I thought about that, but the men...
But and you're not going to like a better man. You're not going to like him.
Yeah, but it's just... I think it might be more like a mental thing. Like, it's like, girl, you have what I have.
Right. Like, mm-hmm. And can you see yourself mm-hmm. eating pussy?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yes, maybe it's
well,
time.
Maybe, yeah, maybe that's something we should... You know what? You're about to have a birthday. I'm not saying on your birthday. Nah, but I'm saying you're about to have a birthday.
I can see it, but I'm just saying no, it might not never happen.
No, like, no, I wouldn't want to do that. You being Listen. With a better man, with a man who's going to, you know, do anything you say and not have you in line. That's what an alpha man does.
But
you
see,
know, but a woman, I could see you having it in line.
See,
you know what I mean?
This the thing, though. I might conceive myself eating some box or whatever, but I've never in my life bumped into at least one female.
That made you feel like that.
That made me feel like
you
that.
You wanted to. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you something.
Uh-oh. I'm not looking forward to it, but if it happened, it happened. But I'm open to it, but right. I just never.
What about a threesome?
See, that's how you start.
That's a nice intro.
Yeah, it's an intro.
That's a nice
intro. Yeah, there's a dick
see,
there.
There's like, a dick really, and there's a vagina.
Now you could choose.
Yeah, I don't know about the threesome. World. The only thing I could go as far as threesomes is when I'm masturbating. I could fantasize about it.
About mm-hmm. a woman.
But I don't know about really going, like, doing it. Yeah.
Okay. You're conservative.
Yeah.
Me too.
She's not conservative if she's open to eating pussy. That's not conservative.
Wait, but she's not. She hasn't done
like
it.
Yeah,
done
but
it.
I'm not like no, dying to do it. No, it's
I'm,
like.
Most, a I, lot of women are. I'm not open. Like, I'm.
No, I only said I'm open
saying,
to
Jasmine?
It because
right.
I know how women.
Right.
No, I can't. I think women are attractive, but I don't. I'm not open to another vagina. Like, it stops
no,
at
same.
The vagina.
That's what I'm saying. That's,
so that's what I'm saying.
I
feel like she's
say.
Open. And it's not judgment. It's, I feel like she's open to it. So it's just like, okay.
Yeah, no, the same. I feel like you should try threesomes the way I have threesomes.
How do you have threesomes?
I have threesomes. You guys know I get serviced only. I don't
okay.
touch the girl.
She said that like was
that
there.
That
I don't
work.
Touch the girl.
That
that's
work.
What I'm
it
saying.
She didn't know what women like.
I wasn't there, but we've had very detailed conversations about this topic.
Yes, Gigi, me, we're like besties. I'll tell her whatever. Like, I'll tell her when I get my period and shit.
I don't. Yes. I don't know about sharing.
But
my
you know, I have threesomes.
Your what?
Your what?
Man.
What? Your what?
My her mom. Man.
Oh, your oh, man. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, what mom. About anal? Have you done anal?
No.
Why? No, but this girl even
that.
She won't even fuck.
No,
she won't even fuck
like,
my man.
I'm
she'll
too
only
small.
Service
I feel
me.
Like it's a height requirement for that.
I don't
I'm
know
too
if it's
small
a height
to be dealing with some grown ass man.
Wow,
doing anal. I should have.
Oh my god.
There was a
no,
time
no,
where
no.
I thought that I would never do anal, and I actually like it.
No, a lot of women like it.
I like anal.
Yeah, a lot of women like it.
It's not something that I want to do all the time, but
I could do the thumb
with the right penis on the right night. It can get on and popping.
But it can't be. The penis can't be too big, though,
no.
right?
No.
Okay. Medium
she
size.
Mom, yeah.
She needs
maybe
some more
average. Below.
Yeah.
Oh.
Average and
yeah.
below. Average is like small.
We celebrated. She needs some more Dom P. Right. Can we get this?
Small is a good time.
Then maybe I'll be like, yeah. Anal is
yeah. Too. Give her some more Dom P. She's getting...
No,
she's
sometimes
give
a guy's up. Penis will be so small you have to do anal with him.
That part.
Oh, you
know,
not me.
When I was in college,
I've experienced that in my lifetime.
And I wish I would have done anal with him.
Right, because I could have
been. That would have been that was the only time I ever had.
I
a really
have
small
an
piece.
Ex who had a really small dick, and I think he is the reason why I started to enjoy anal because anal felt better
than in your vagina.
Wow, that's deep.
Oh,
no, it wasn't.
Not too deep. Not too deep now.
Wow. I never experienced.
Have you
anything.
Ever had a small penis?
No.
Congratulations. She likes medium penises.
I know, but you know, sometimes
no,
shit happens.
Like, but I've never experienced something that was like not even it was just right. It was always just right.
Have you never had a real big dick?
Yeah, but it wasn't. Yeah, it was cool. Yeah,
no, like, no, I, real big, like you, like,
nah, like
scary
I was like,
big. Like
no,
what is
no,
that?
No, no,
okay, yeah, yeah
no,
yeah.
I peeped someone. Yeah, I bumped into someone that had
no, bumped
something
into
that
was like,
and
she
I said,
bumped into
no.
it and kept it moving.
Right. Yeah,
kept it
that's what she should have did. Kept yeah. pushing.
Said no, that's not exciting.
It's not her ministry.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Now, how much has your life changed in, like, this past year? Because, you know, you have a song that's huge, Don't Play With It, but it also had been out for a while before
like 2 years,
it got...
right?
It's going on 2 years.
Yeah. Yes.
And now we're just hitting the radio.
Like, did you anticipate that, or were you like, all right, that song, is nothing really happened? Like, can you talk about that?
Did you forget about it?
No, never. Okay. I always promoted it. I probably didn't promote it as much as I did when it first came out, mm-hmm. but I always still promoted it in some mm-hmm. type of form.
How does it feel to have like huge celebrities like doing TikToks? And
because that's a song, like, after 2 years you're not really thinking like
after all
this about
time,
to blow up,
right? I tell you, I keep it a buck with y'all. I sit back, I look up, I be like, nah.
You so New York.
No way.
Right.
Dead ass.
I knew she was going to say dead ass.
Dead ass. This is real. Like, I always sit back and be like, is this real?
Yes.
Am I dreaming?
You're here.
It just, a year later.
Nah, but it just goes to show the right record is going to go when it's going to go.
When it goes.
What were you thinking about when you made that record?
I was tired of being played with, for real, for real. Like, that's really how that energy came out. So when I was like, don't play with it, don't play with it, don't play with it.
Don't.
I really felt that way at that moment. Like, stop playing with me.
You know, we got to talk about this viral video of you that's really old, but with you hanging off the car, girl. What was happening?
Who?
You.
That's not you? That's
you, ma'am.
I don't know that girl.
No, but, that was not her.
Nah, it wasn't me. I heard her name Chi-Chi.
That really wasn't you.
No. Is that your alter ego?
They said her name Chi-Chi.
They said her name Lola.
For real?
Hanging off the car.
But no. I mean, I would do it if I was her.
If I was Chi-Chi. If Lola was Chi-Chi, she'd be hanging up the car.
Yeah, if Lola was Chi-Chi, she would be hanging out that car.
That thing.
Hanging out that thing.
Now, you also have your girl Billy B on the song.
Yes.
So what's going on with that now? Because I know you won, so what's the plan?
Plan A. Mm-hmm. Keep promoting. I told her, I said, yo,
If you need to smut this shit out, smut it out.
Do it.
Do it. I don't give a fuck if I'm in the room. Perform that shit without me.
Yeah, because she killed it too.
Get your coins from this, because sooner or later, they're going to be talking shit about us. So just do what you need to do. Do what you need to do to make whatever you got to do. For sure.
When was the moment that you were like, this is it? Because you've had a lot of, you know, great, really viral moments as of late. So when were you like, this is it?
The biggest dead ass. Pause. When was that?
The biggest dead ass? I still don't feel it.
Not yet?
No.
It's coming. Yeah, and when it happens, you're going to be like, ooh, this is what they was talking about.
This is the beginning.
This is the moment that they asked me about.
I know it's more work to put in. Like, I've been working for a long time now, but I'm new to the people. So what they see is not what they know.
Okay.
So I got to keep moving forward. And I've been trying to feel it, but I just can't, because I already, like, fantasize about it. I envisioned it. I kind of like got the feeling of it, but it just never happened yet.
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Yeah. But you also do have to make sure that you're enjoying the moments, right?
Yeah, I'm having talks about that a lot. I'm trying to, but
you're gonna go on vacation.
How does your mom feel about your career success, and your success?
She wants some.
What's her reaction?
Fuck everybody.
She made it.
She did make it.
Period.
She did make it.
Yes.
Word. She definitely did. She's excited.
I love that.
I know, because at the end of the day, she say to herself, like, it was just, I'm her only child.
Right.
You know how many people have 5 to 14, 20 kids, and not one of them they feel is they token out? Mm-hmm. She like, I just had one baby girl.
You're the golden child.
Mm-hmm. And she is my golden child. Like, yes. That's really a blessing.
I love that.
So, yeah. What's been your biggest check so far, and what'd you do with it?
My biggest check, I saved it.
Good for you.
For sure.
So mature. Serious.
Like, for real, I really saved it. And the most I might have done with it is move into a new apartment.
Hey.
And I paid my mom's bills off for a few months and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, stash it. And then it's with the tour money and the show money and shit. That's the rest.
Yo, you know, so crazy. People be coming up to me like, yeah, I see you got them shows and you got them hostings. I ain't spend that money.
Yeah.
Who taught you how to manage your money?
My mom's. Every time we went to the supermarket, she had that circlet. She like, this is on sale.
Grab that coupon.
This is on sale.
What's a circlet?
Circular.
It's like that. Like, coupons in it.
Okay, got it.
You know how you go in there, you see what's on sale?
She said, this bread on sale. We normally eat this bread, but this shit is on sale.
Okay,
so we gonna rock with this.
We gonna rock with the Wonder Bread, because the Wonder Bread is
the only thing she ain't do me dirty with was cereal.
She let you get the cereal.
She got me the brand cereal. She ain't do me dirty with the cereal, but the bread was off brand.
Okay.
The sugar might be off brand.
Sugar is sugar.
Yeah,
sugar's fine. You don't need Domino's sugar.
Them cereals in the bag was banging back in the days. I used to love those cereals.
Now, you know what?
My grandma used to have those. It was off brand cereal.
I feel like the off brand cereal gets soggy a little quicker. So if you eat it quick, that's what was going on.
Yeah, especially like the crispy. They definitely.
My favorite cereal used to be Fruit Loops. Always
Fruit Loops are good. Fruit Loops are good. And then
Fruit Loops are good.
What's the one with the cookies?
Cookie Crisp.
My favorite cereal was Frosted Flakes.
I like that too.
Me too. I love Frosted Flakes.
But those get soggy so fast.
I love Apple Jacks. I like Apple Jacks and what's this? The Graham cracker one.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
No,
Raisin Bran?
Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams.
Oh, little roaches.
Honey Smacks.
Honeycombs.
Oh, you know, I used to be mad with the Lucky Charms or the marshmallows.
Golden Grahams are really good. Now I want some cereal.
I don't even eat cereal.
I ate a lot of cereal when I was pregnant.
I got Frankenberry in my house right now.
Wow. What about Fruity Pebbles?
I love Fruity Pebbles.
And I love Honey Nut Cheerios, though. When I want to feel grown and sexy,
Honey Nut Cheerios.
And not feel childish about eating cereal,
low cholesterol, good for the heart.
Have you ever experimented with food in the bedroom?
Is ices and stuff like that?
Yes, that's
yeah.
Really
yeah.
That yeah. Okay, tell us what happened with these ices.
Oh gosh.
Little licking and
I never thought I'd see the day. But yeah, you know, you get to,
I never
You just and fruit roll-ups.
So yeah. What'd you do?
I was
you put the fruit roll-ups around a dick
and sucked it off.
Yeah. Oh, I have definitely had sexual experiences with fruit roll-ups.
Yes. And the ices, if you ain't got ices, just go get ice, put it in there a little bit, and get straight to it.
Okay. You'd be like,
give the cool sensation.
I got a few tricks up my sleeve.
I want to say the first time I ever sucked dick, I was so terrible at it. I didn't know what I was doing.
You did it like,
I think I definitely used my teeth a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't know. And it was dry.
Terrible.
I didn't know.
That was a bad
thing. I feel like you don't learn, I feel like you don't know until, you know, you
practice,
have experience.
You don't know what you don't know.
You don't know what you don't know. And then also, I feel like men say a lot of spit, but you don't know that they mean that much spit. Like,
no, I did my big one.
Oh, did you?
The first time?
I did my big one. I went out with a bang. I even called my best friend to let her know, like, it's about to go down for the first time. And she was like, all right, I was about to call you, too. It's so crazy. She was like, I was about to call you, too, and say, yo, should I? Do it.
Should I?
And you? So how did you know what you were doing?
Videos.
Porn.
See, we didn't have that.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory, though.
How? Well, you ain't watched them DVDs?
Like a VHS tape.
No, I had a tape. Well, I was when I had oral sex for the first time, I was with somebody that was way older than me that I should not have been with. And see, I would literally put on porn and be like, do that.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't have that.
Yeah, I didn't have that either.
My first time going down on a guy, he was, he gave instructions really well.
Yeah, the guy I was with didn't. He just was happy I did it. But, you know, I think I definitely, I feel like later on it was like scabs and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Jesus Christ.
Did you embrace that? No, I think I just was terrible.
I didn't know what to do, but I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah,
I didn't hurt him.
Because you got to communicate, because sometimes, I hate when people use their teeth, and sometimes when somebody's giving you oral, you might move, but they think you moving because you like it, but you really moving because you don't.
Because you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, watch out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, communication.
No, and you'd be surprised. Some guys like teeth.
Are you good at telling people what you don't like? Are you good at communicating in the bedroom?
Oh, of course. I'd be like, don't do it there. No, stop. You straight.
Right there, don't stop.
Keep that right there. Got you.
Straight. Don't play with it.
I mean, I might have not said. I'd be like, it's okay, baby, you good. That's cool.
You gotta do the sexy voice.
You gotta tell them, but you gotta tell them when you like it, because they will start switching up.
Yeah. Oh, that's
a fact.
You gotta
tell them.
Yeah. So annoying.
That's the worst, when you about to come and then they do some other shit.
Yeah, you be like,
and they fuck up the rhythm. Are you like,
so good right now?
Right.
Now we back it. So they could keep continuing.
Motivation.
No, but I think the mistake that guys make is you say it's good right there and they do a harder.
And then they move.
Or they do it harder. No.
Hold up.
Yeah, no,
stay where you're at. Stay where you're at. Yeah.
Stay at that level.
Perfect.
I feel like this when I tell a guy what to do and I'm like, yes, perfect, and he fucks it up, my facial expression just changes. I'm like,
you be having an attitude. Fix your own sandwich.
Can I turn around now?
Get your own rag.
Yeah.
Get your own hot cloth.
Get your own hot cloth. That's the worst when you have an attitude after.
I swear. Because I just told you,
you don't
want
to have an attitude after sex because he came and you didn't, but you couldn't.
Like, why me out of here?
I'd be like, you dead ass.
You, bro.
The fuck?
Exactly.
I'd be like,
you
know what
you say? You'd be like, it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Exactly. I swear. It looks like that. Okay, forget it.
It's okay.
Because guys will always come.
They will always.
And I hate when they always think that you nutted up multiple times as fucking. Like,
they think you
did.
Have you ever been with a guy, he came so many times he couldn't come anymore?
Listen.
Yes.
I've talked about this on the show before. Like, I've had sex triathlons where you have mad sex and you fall asleep and then start having sex again and eat or something and then sex again.
Yeah.
Like, after a while, the guy is literally coming air. Like, there's nothing.
He just can't come. He's like, I'm done. It's over. Well, I feel like your whole team knows
and
you're
it gets
a whole
painful
lot better now.
After a while.
Honestly, I'm keeping a buck with you. They said to me, they said, oh, you got lip service. And they was like, she's going to enjoy this.
I am. They knew you was right for you.
Period.
I am.
Well, listen, you got to come back. You know, congratulations. I'm glad we got to celebrate the day that you signed your new deal.
Yes.
Because that is amazing. Yes. So congratulations. And one congratulations. More toast. You know, I'm happy for a fellow Brooklyn woman to be Best doing style, it as big as you are. And I live in Best-Eye. You know, I got my businesses in Best-Eye. Mm-hmm. So I think that's amazing. So I am like, this is exciting for me just to have you here. So I appreciate you for that.
Appreciate you.
And her name
me.
Is Lola Brooke for Brooklyn.
And Brooke is for Brooklyn.
Brooke is for Brooklyn.
So that,
Brooklyn
you night. Love that, Ange. You love that so
I do,
much.
I love it.
Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Yeah,
I love it.
It's like, I got to do the things we like to do.
Angela loves that.
Lola Brooke, Angela Brooke. We signing on. No.
Yeah.
Angela loves it. That's her favorite thing ever.
But listen, what's the plan for you now, though? Like, I know you planning everything out because I just know you are.
The plan is to stay consistent. The plan is to not fix anything that's not broke.
Mm-hmm.
The plan is to be myself and cater to my fans because my fans has played the biggest part of my career.
Okay.
And that's it.
That's it.
Amen. Stay to the
stay
script,
loyal
baby.
Yes.
To the script.
Yes. All right. Well, Lola Brooke, again, congratulations. Thank you so much for coming to join us today. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see you again.
Yeah, I'll be back. Yo, no, call me anytime.
I'm going to see you on Way Up with Angela Yee, too.
Everything.
Yeah, so we doing it all.
Everything.
Let's go.
All right, Lola Brooke, thank you so much. It's lip service.
Cheers.
Cheers. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.